The first coming of Jesus has already happened. Jesus came to earth as a man and died on the cross for your sins and mine. They were waiting on that. Isaiah was waiting on that. He wrote this 800 years prior to Jesus coming the first time. About 2,800 years, and Jesus hasn't came back the second time. But it's a very heavy reference of the second coming of Christ. And in verse 31, he ends the whole chapter by saying this, "But if they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." But they that wait upon the Lord. 800 years prior to him coming the first time and the second time, he says, "But they that wait upon the Lord." Amen? We know that he came the first time. There's no arguing that. There's no debating that. There's no, did Jesus come? Did he die on a cross? Is he a historical figure? Is he a real man? Yes, he absolutely was. Nobody ever argues about that. Nobody ever tries to discuss whether Jesus was real or not real. There's witnesses of the resurrection of Christ, 500 for 40 days. Over 500 people seen Jesus. And guess what? Every law, every kind of legal assumption would come to this with 500 witnesses telling you something happened. They would have to absolutely say that Jesus was a resurrected person. Amen? We won't argue about that. We won't talk about that. I'm just kind of giving you that. But listen to this. Isaiah said then, and it's still true today, wait. Wait on the Lord. Amen? Wait on Him. Praise God. I'm sitting here. It's 2022, and I'm trying to tell you as a preacher, some of y'all need to wait on the Lord Jesus. I'm talking about wait on Him. And you say, why? Why would we wait on Him? Let's just flip on over there to Thessalonians. I'm going to finish back over there where I was, so you might want to keep your spot. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 13. I know, goodness gracious, I know, I'm running y'all over the Bible. 1 Thessalonians 4, 13. "But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren." Do y'all see that? There's a lot of information right here we're going to go through. I don't want to be excited. I don't want to be running around unless God wants me to. I want y'all to get this. I want y'all to let it get down in your heart and your mind. "But I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." Wait on the Lord. Is there anybody in this room that has somebody that's passed away and you're worried? Is there anybody in this room that's had somebody passed away and it broke you? Is there anybody in this room that's had somebody go off into eternity, and you're like, "Man, that broke my heart. That was heavy. That was hard. I don't know how I'll go on. I don't know how I'll fix. I don't know how I'll get fixed." Anybody? If you haven't, praise God, guess what? Wait around a while. You will. Amen? Watch this right here. "I would not have you ignorant, brethren." Watch this right here. "Them that are asleep, that ye sorrow not as others which have no hope." This little text right here, where I'm taking these scriptures from, are probably some of the most funeral-preached messages, funeral-preached texts that are in the Bible. Psalm 23 and this right here is probably used at most funerals. Amen? They are not funeral texts alone. Amen? They are not. They're good to use there, but praise God, they're better for the living than they are the dead. They are better for the living than they are the dead. Amen? If somebody died that believed in Jesus Christ, you have a testimony and a witness of them believing in Jesus Christ, they are far better off than you are now by a lot. By a lot. Amen? They are so much better in the spirit because they have crossed the finish line with Christ Jesus. They are in eternity where time, sickness, pain, death, all the temporary stuff has faded away, and their spirit is in the heavenly places with Christ Jesus today. Amen? Good Lord. I have a hope. Amen? I have a hope to see them again. I have a hope to see those that believe in Jesus Christ again. Amen? But you know what it also makes me do? That puts a little fire in my spirit, in my heart, and in my mind to stop wasting time with not telling people who are living on the face of this planet that doesn't know Jesus Christ, that do not know Him, that I love deeply, that I care for deeply, that I want to see in heaven deeply, that I want to spend time deeply. But praise God, what do? I hee-haw around. I waste time with them. I kind of worry about how they feel. I worry about how I feel. I don't tell them the whole truth about Jesus, and time rocks on. They get sick. They have cancer. They have an emergency. And then all of a sudden, I'm grasping, thinking, praying, searching for things and ways to talk to them when I had a million opportunities, when I could have shared the gospel and the love of Jesus Christ, when God gave me so many opportunities. Praise God, I want you to get this. We are not as other people which have no hope. We hurt, we grieve, we grieve, we hurt, we miss. Amen? Don't we? I mean, we do, we're hurt. But praise God, we're different at a funeral. We're different, we're different. We're different after the funeral. We're different a month after the funeral. We're different 6 months after the funeral. How are we different? We know where they're at. We know. Praise God. There's life is hard to go on with. It's hard to make the next step. It's hard to figure out how it's going to happen without them. But praise God, aren't you glad? I wish we had some real folks in here who have something in here who says, thank God I know where they're at. I'm glad they're not just out there and somewhere and I don't have a clue. I'm glad that I've got a promise that I can stand on. And even when I'm frazzled, even when I'm scared, even when I'm fearful, even when I'm broken, I'm going to see them again. Praise God. One of these days it's going to be, we're going to come face to face with one another again. Hallelujah. Verse 14, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which also, which is right here, also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Hallelujah. Whew, y'all. Verse 15, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Amen. For the Lord, watch this right here. I want y'all to know this. Everybody who's been cremated, every person who's been buried, every person who's died and went into the ocean, every person who's been burned up in a fire, every person, I'm preaching better than y'all are letting on. Some of y'all say, well, God can only get people out of the grave. Listen, God is a recuperator, amen. He is somebody who can go and redeem stuff, amen. Let me talk to you about this right here. When that person drew their last breath, the body was separated from the spirit, and God, listen, even if it's just a fragment of dirt, even if it's just a molecule, even if it's just a cell, amen, God will say like this, all of a sudden, when the last trump sounds, when Jesus comes down with a shout, that thing that passed away will shoot up in the air a little bit faster than me and you, and we'll get a new glorified body, and praise God, the spirit will be reunited with a new glorified body, and hallelujah, not but a twinkling behind that, us who believe will be right behind them, and we're all going to be standing there looking at Jesus and looking at each other going, woo! I don't really totally understand it. I can't comprehend it. I don't know how God's going to lift somebody like me straight up off the ground, shoot me up in the sky, and how I'm going to be standing there in His presence. Don't know, don't care, just want to do it. Amen? I want to be a Holy Ghost ball of rocket for Jesus. Amen? When the fuse is lit and when the powder meets the fire, praise God, I want to be in the heavens, praise God, standing there in the presence of God, and I want to sit there and praise God, don't act a fool, don't think I'm going to worship. Amen. Some of y'all say, well, why do you believe that? Because He says we are the bride, and one day the bridegroom will shout for us and call us up into the sky. Somebody said, well, why would God marry somebody like you? Why would He want you to be somebody's bride? I don't know, and I don't care. Amen? All I know is I'm getting married. Anybody in here married? Hey, is anybody in here married? About three women. Are you married? How many of y'all like being married? How many of y'all? Does there anybody here like being married? Some of y'all hesitant on a draw. Amen. Johnny, only smart man in here, he raised his hand quick. All the other men sitting there, women, I'm happy. I'm happy. Men sitting there going, well, I'm kind of debating. I'm happy I'm married. Praise God. But listen, this, you know what's cool? When women get married, praise God, they show out. Amen? God, I wish I had somebody in here who didn't think they was going to get married. I ain't going to look at you directly. I don't know who you are. But you got some guy, he said, will you? And you like to come unglued. You like to show, oh, yes. You said yes and waved to you. Yes. You was, well, yes. Amen. Pray God when you was getting ready. God, come on. Y'all just help me. I'm just guessing. But you knew all them other girls that wasn't getting married either, and you thought the clock was ticking, and you thought you was behind the race. I don't know if I'm ever going to get married. Man, I wish somebody would come along. I don't care if it's dumb. I don't care if it's ugly. I don't care if it's kind of not built like God I got in my mind. Praise God. I don't care if it's got hair, no hair. Praise God. Oh, come on. Come on. Praise God, but that day, listen to this, when he slid that ring on your finger, you went to all your friends, look what he done did. Look at there. You don't walk like that. I'm spoken for. And man, when y'all put that gown on, I've been to some of y'all's weddings, amen? Man, when y'all come out that door, whoo, glory, amen? That's something to behold, amen? I mean, y'all come out there and you're thinking, man, look at, man, God, thank you, Jesus. I got me a husband. Amen? Listen, some of y'all need to start praising God. You got a husband. Amen? Some of you need to praise God. You got a wife. Wouldn't hurt none of you. Praise God. Some of you, well, I'm married, man. Everybody comes to the wedding. Everybody comes to that. Man, y'all are having a wedding. Praise God's good. Life goes on. You're still married. 20, 30, 40. 50 years, ooh, praise God. I love my wife now more than I did when I first met her. Because I realized she had to put up with me the whole way through. Amen? I can't believe it. But I feel the same way about Jesus. But I'm on the bride side. I don't know why. He's the groom. I'm the bride. Praise God, I'm kind of, you know, like he asked me to marry him. So we go, why do you think you can serve God? I know you ain't perfect. I don't know, he just asked me. I mean, one day, I outpunted my coverage. There's some of you men in here outpunted your coverage, right? Is there one man in here that outpunted you? What I mean is, she's prettier than you, amen? She's better than anybody ever expected you to marry. Yeah, all right. Thank you, David. Smartest man in the room. Amen. Praise God. You sitting there going, hey, guess what? Hey, praise God. I've got to hold on to this one. Praise God. I'm going to marry her. I'm going to take hold. Hey, God looked at us. I don't know. Man, somebody said, God's too good for you. I know. He's a perfect husband. I know. Why would he want an imperfect bride like you? I don't know. But praise God, I'm glad he chose me. I'm not going to go back. I'm not going to go backwards. I'm not going to give up on him. I'm not going to quit on him. Praise God, he chose me. I'll just go with that. Oh, never mind. Y'all don't think like I'm. Praise God, I might be the only person in heaven that's got a realistic view of who I am. I don't belong, but I'm here. Praise God. Have you ever got invited somewhere and you didn't belong there, but praise God, the eats were good? I have been some places. I was out of my element, out of my league, out of my place. But somebody said, will you come? I went. Praise God. But somebody put some food in front of me and said, you can have that. I said, man, y'all made a mistake. You let a country boy in here. And all I know how to do is take care of some food and have a good time. Amen? I can get down with the people, man. I can get down with them. But praise God, thank you for the food. And they look at you like, man, you never ate before? No, y'all invited me. I didn't invite you. Amen. If you didn't want me here, you shouldn't ask me here. Amen. Praise God. Thanks for the eats. Amen. That's the way heaven's going to be. Praise God. When we walk in, I hate to bust the news to you. When we walk in, we are the Gentiles. We are the people who shouldn't have been there. And some of you are even better than that. You're the cream of the crop who didn't belong. But praise God, I am the bottom. I am the dregs. I wasn't supposed to get in. Praise God, I was supposed to fail. I was supposed to go under. I was supposed to be in hell. I was supposed to die. The enemy had me on lockdown. But praise God, I don't know how he did it. I don't know why he did it. But praise God, he came through. So when I get to heaven, praise God, you're going to have a hard time dealing with it. Because praise God, I'm going to put my napkin in my shirt. I'm going to sit at my spot at the table. And for 10,000 years, I'm going to act a fool. You say, why? Because I'm going to be the one that ain't supposed to be in there. Some of y'all's pretty. Some of y'all should have got married. Some of y'all acted right. Some of y'all got an education. Some of y'all walked a straight line. Praise God, my line is crooked. But ain't it amazing how God can still draw a straight line with a crooked stick? Ain't that amazing? Your life can be all jacked up from one way to the other, crookeder than a dog's hind leg. God get a hold of it and still take somebody else to Jesus through your efforts. Amen? I'm still kind of blown away that he even uses somebody like me. What's this? Verse 15. For this way unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. We ain't. For the Lord himself shall descend. Y'all better get a hold of this. Because this day's coming. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Man, that's us! That's us! That's the believers. Don't care what you wear. Don't care what you look like. Don't care what church you went to. I don't care where you got saved. I don't care if you got saved on the altar, in the bedroom. I don't care if you got saved on the chicken house floor. I don't care if you got saved in a car. I don't care where you got saved. But praise God, when you got saved and when you get into heaven, you'll be saying, look what I traded for, glory. Amen? I got saved on a single wide trailer floor. That's where I got saved, in Chatsworth, Georgia. I got saved in Chatsworth, Georgia, in a single-wide trailer on the bedroom floor. And you know what that place is still to me? Bethel, the place where I met God. Whew, I've been grateful ever since. Amen. One of these days, the shout will come, and we're going to be transformed. We are going to shoot up into the sky. We are going to be transformed, and we are going to be in the holy host of God. Listen to what I'm saying. Not everybody. But those that believe. And if you had a person who loved Jesus and they passed on, you know what they are doing right now? They are in a great heavenly host and they are cheering you on. And all they want to tell you is, get right with Jesus. Get right with Jesus. It wouldn't profit you anything to gain this whole world and lose your soul. You better get saved to be in that number. Amen? Because you know what? When it all comes down, the most important thing you're going to do with the time that you have on this planet is either choose Jesus or not choose Jesus. That's the most important thing. We put a lot of equity in jobs, education, money, and what we do. Amen? We do. We tell people, man, we say we love Jesus, but we put a little bit more emphasis. A lot of times we'll put everything in life on hold. We'll put Jesus on hold for everything that's going on in life. I wish some people in our Christian walk would start putting some things on the world on hold. Amen? And letting Jesus have his reign. I wouldn't mind if some parents say, instead of doing that, we're going to go seek the Lord. Instead of chasing that, we're going to chase Jesus. So I better quit preaching like that. I might have to fight some of y'all. Amen? Y'all might have to get my phone. Well, you don't understand what's going on with me and my family. I ain't trying to tell you what's going on. But let me tell you this. When they're about 35 years old, they're going to wonder what was more important, God or whatever else you were doing. Amen? Did they run to the Lord or did they run to everything else they knew? Let me go ahead and keep preaching before I get in trouble. Verse 18, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Man, every once in a while, call somebody you love who you know has lost somebody important in their life and call them and remind them, especially if they're believers, call them and tell them this. Hey, they're in heaven. Not long from now, God's going to call us home too, and we're going to be in heaven with them. So, hey, listen, lift up your chin. I'm praying for you, and I love you, but be encouraged in this. Not long now. Not long now. Our lives are but a vapor. Hold on, sis. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on to the promises of God. Hold on when you don't feel like it. Wait on God, and even when you don't feel like it, praise God, don't give up on God. Don't take your eyes off the prize. He is the finish line, not the start line. Amen? God is the finish line, not the start line. Praise God, some of y'all thought, man, I can't follow God because I'm not happy. Praise God, nobody told you was ever going to be happy. Praise God, happy is a fleeting emotion. Here's what I want, Jesus. When I'm happy, when I'm sad, when I'm angry, when I'm mad, when I'm lonely, when I've got it all together, when I've got everybody in the room, I still just want Jesus. Amen? Let's go a little bit further. Somebody said, man, hurry up, preacher. I'm trying. But of the times, listen to this, but of the times and the season, brother, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. I want to tell you this morning, as y'all are sitting right here before me, some of y'all are making long-range plans. Some of y'all are making long-range plans, and you don't know Jesus. The Lord says, I'm going to come back as a thief in the night. What that means is a thief waits till he thinks that he has the best opportunity to get in and get out without being caught. When you least expect that it could happen, that's when the Lord says, I'm going to come back. Amen? Some of y'all are going to keep putting off God. I've been preaching this for about 20 years, or saying this for about 15 years. I've been saying this. The devil is a trophy getter. Amen? He's a trophy getter. He likes to have trophies too. Amen? What he likes to do is he likes to take people who came to spiritual church, who were raised around worship, preaching and praying. He loves people when they were raised in a church where everybody loved God and loved people, and they grew up and they knew and they loved that church and they loved her. But you know what the devil likes to do? He likes to come in and he likes to take people out of that church and destroy their lives. Amen? He likes to take them out. He likes to take them out of that and destroy their lives and show the world, look, this one was raised in spiritual church. It's a failure. Amen? Some of y'all are on the verge right now. This is where it happens. Well, I love church. I love my church family. I love what we're doing there. But praise God, I'm going to kind of seek my own life without that. Amen? I'm going to step out and I'm going to kind of do my own thing. And I'll try to hold on to God if He'll try to hold on to me. I hate to tell you, it doesn't work that way. You know what works? If you draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. If you try to cling to Jesus, He'll cling to you. If you'll seek Him, you'll find Him. If you'll knock, He'll open. But praise God, if you'll run, He'll stand where He was and wait for you to come home. Amen? Some of y'all are going to take a prodigal turn. You're going to think you can do life. Man, I was there. I've done it. Thought I could do life on my own. I thought I was smarter than everybody in the room. They don't know. It ain't that bad. The Bible reads like this. Sin for a season seems good. Golly, is there anybody in the house would preach on that for a minute? I remember my first season in sin. I was like, they were lying. My mom and dad are insane. This is the funnest time of my life. Amen? I mean, I was having the time of my life. Then the money ran out. Then the fun ran out. And then the friends ran out. And then I'm sitting there by myself just trying to survive. And man, now I'm looking around going, my God, This is terrible. I need some help. And then I'm mad. God, I wish y'all would let me. Then I'm mad. You know who I'm mad at? I'm mad at the people who told me not to go away and live like that, but I'm not mad at me. I'll come back to that. And I'm not mad at the people who helped devastate my life. And I'm not mad at the enemy, the devil, who lied to me and allowed me to walk in that thing. But let me come back. Some of y'all need to get mad at yourselves. Whew. More than anybody else. Because you thought you could walk against everything that you've been raised through. You're walking against everything you've been raised around, and you expected to come out the other side better for some reason. Amen? Ain't that amazing? Mad at the preacher, mad at the church, mad at mom and dad because they won't come meet you where you're at. They won't help rescue you from your mess because most of the time you don't want out of the mess. You want somebody to fund the mess. Just send me money. Don't ask no questions. Just pay the bill. Don't ask no questions. Remember all those times you let me down? Just help me out. You know what it sounds like to be whole? You know what it sounds like when somebody really wants help, wants whole, wants to be made whole? Mama, daddy, church, I'll do whatever you want me to do. No questions asked. You want to meet somebody who's really hungry to get well? They'll come to you and say this. I'll do whatever you tell me to. You're the one that's in your right mind. You're the one who's been walking it out steady. Praise God, whatever I got to do, that's what I'll do. Praise God. That's what healthy sounds like. I'm preaching better than y'all are letting on. I'll just act like that you don't know me and I don't know you, okay? Let's just pretend that way, that I've not been here for 6 or 7 years and I don't know you, all right? That's good. Verse 3, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in the darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Praise God, it's time. It's high time the church go like this. I've heard this my whole life, but it's getting more steady. Hey, I believe the Lord could come back anytime. If you really believe that, it's time to set the pacifier down, the bottle down. It's time to set all of our feelings and emotions about what we expect when we come here, and we should say it's high time that the church gets real about seeing souls saved. It's high time that we don't worry about us. God, I don't care if you meet another need about me. I don't care if you touch me. Praise God, I want you to use me, expend me, take every gift, talent, and ability, and use me to reach a lost and dying world. That needs to be our prayer. We need to reach a lost and dying world more than anything else. Let's go all the way back over to Isaiah 40, please. And I'll end, I promise. I'll end this message. If the Lord allows. Isaiah 40, 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. I want to preach these last second part of this verse real quick and I'll be done. They shall run and not be weary. I worry about runners. Amen? I do. When I got up this morning, this is what God told me. Remember in the note there in the bulletin, it said, don't be so impressed with somebody who knows all the scriptures. Be impressed with the person who lives them. Amen? Don't get me wrong. If this church was to run a little bit, I would be for it, not against it. What I mean by that is if you was to get up and run a little bit, it wouldn't hurt my feelings. Amen? If you was to take a lap, it'd be good. If you went around the property with a lap, I wouldn't hold it against you. We need a little more of that, and we need less of it. I know it looks foolish, whatever. But I want to say this to you. Don't always look at somebody who can run for a little bit but can't walk for a long ways. Amen? I love it when somebody shouts. I love when somebody praises. I love them bottle rock. I love those doggone, what do you call them, volcanoes. I love somebody who can stand and praise. I get some people sometimes. I'm talking about steady. I'm talking about people that are steady as concrete. I'm talking about somebody who walks it out every day of their life, loves Jesus, loves people, loves their family. You can call them anytime. They'll come and show up, and praise God, they'll sit in a church service, and they'll say, man, I wish I could shout like so-and-so. I wish I could quote like so-and-so. I wish I'd run and erupt like so-and-so. I wish I could do like that person. I wish I'd stand up and praise like that person. I wish. That is all good. That is all great. But praise God, let me tell you something. Everything in life is this way. You can walk further than you can run. You can walk further than you can run. If I told most of you, other than Chris Brennan, and I'm kind of skeptical on him, if I said, I want y'all to take off and run to your house right now, from here, how many of you can make it running all the way to your house? Eric back there is going, I can accept the challenge. I see it, Eric. I see how you are. I still think you'd have to walk a little bit. I know exactly where he lives. By the end of it, he would be jogging. No, he'd be walking. Most of y'all, if you'd be honest with yourself, can I preach this way? You know where I'd run my hardest and my fastest? Anybody want to know? Right up out of this parking lot. I'd make y'all think that dude is going to do it. I'd flip some gravels on that end of the parking lot. I'd flip some gravels up under my feet. And as you see me as I going out, you get up there about where them chicken houses are, in the shades and the dark of Bledsoe County right up there. As my shirt, you just barely see, I go off in that curve. Guess what's going to happen shortly after that? I'm going to be bent over double, sucking wind on the cell phone, asking somebody to come pick me up. Because I've ran like crazy to get up there. But I can't finish the walk. But I can't finish the walk home. Amen? I've showed out in front of everybody. Don't get me wrong. If God makes you do at church, praise God, do it. But everything in your life spiritually is this way. You run and then you walk. When you first get saved, hallelujah, praise God. You call everybody, you tell everybody. I'm saved. I got born again. I got baptized, praise God. And then guess what happens? Amen? Well, let me say, listen, there's a walk that had to be had. There's a walk to be had. A steady, consistent, powerful walk. Somebody asked me one time, why do you come so close? Why do you come down? Why are you adamant about being a Baptist as far as doctrine? I'm not a Baptist as far as like, oh, we got to be a Baptist church. But you know what I like about being a Baptist, more or less, in my doctrine? The steady walk. I've seen so many people who claimed other doctrines, and praise God, they would run through a church. They would run flags in a church. They would fall out in the spirit in a church. They would do things in a church, and I'd be like, man, that's impressive. But praise God, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you couldn't find them with a flashlight or a search warrant to walk it out for Jesus. I don't care how you do on Sunday morning. How are you going to walk when life hits you? Are you going to praise God, talk about Jesus, love on people, give, forgive? That's what it looks like to be a Christian. Some of y'all are looking across the aisles at people and going, my goodness, I wish I was excited like them. But praise God, we do a little inventory of your life and you give to poor people. You worry about the widows and the orphans. You feed the hungry. You clothe the naked. And you're sitting here wanting to do something that's a temporary thing instead of something that lasts forever. Amen? Some of y'all are holding babies. Some of y'all are holding babies that God gave to you. You didn't make them. And you're going, man, I wish I was a strong Christian. I wish I was a big-time believer. What are you kidding? You're the biggest. Some of y'all are doing stuff behind the scenes. Well, he don't shout, and he don't pray, and he don't run, he don't do this. Yeah, but he's the first one that comes to me and says, hey, Pastor, if there's anybody in need, I'll write the check. If there's anybody in need, if they come to you and they're hungry and they're thirsty, they need clothes, you call me and I'll be down here with the cash anytime. I've got people in here, praise God, they're big time in church, but praise God, I've got women and men in this church who call me. If somebody needs a meal, you call me. If somebody needs to do something, I'll be there. Praise God, don't ever worry. There's about 15 people in this room right now. Whenever I need them, I call them and they say, yes, sir, no matter what, I'll do it. I'll do it. And I come up with some crazy stuff sometimes. That's the real stuff. I love shouting. I do. I love Holy Ghost chill bumps. I'll get as crazy as you want to get. But praise God, Monday, we better act like Christians. Somebody better look at us and go, hey, you know what? That's a believer. That's somebody who loves Jesus. Let's all stand. Guys, there's a scripture back over there that I kind of went past, and I want y'all to get it. It talks about birthing pains. It talks about a woman having birthing pains. What that means is you can usually tell right before a woman's going to have a baby that she's going to have a baby. That's about as far than that as I want to go. But when you see her and you've seen her go all the way through, if you've seen her go all the way through the trimesters of carrying a baby, and you can look at her and say, man, she's ready to have that baby, right? The Bible said in one of the scriptures we read today, it's like the travails or the birthing pains of the mother. You could tell. I'm not telling you when the Lord's going to come back, but we look like we're in the last trimester. Amen? All the signs are there. Please stop putting off God and saying, I'll get saved some other time, and or I'll really live for God sometime down the road. God wants to save you now, and he wants your service now. One of the biggest things been ringing in my mind and my heart for the last few months, I want to finish well. I don't want to get to the place where God can't use me more and say, I wished in my 30s, 40s, and 50s I'd done more. I want people all the time to say, man, you better quit. You're doing too. You're going to burn out. You're going to burn out. I almost want to choke people that say that. Do you know how crazy I was when I was lost? You know what I'd done when I was lost? For 30 years, people say, man, you better calm down. You're going to do something. I ain't lived 30 more years for Jesus yet. I'd rather die doing something crazy for Jesus than sitting in some chair, hanging out, going, man, maybe one of these days I'll really get on fire for God. Some of you young men, some of you, I'm telling you right now, some of y'all sitting there, wonder what I'm going to do in my life. You want to have a great life? You want to have a life that people will talk about for 20 or 30 years? Sell out to Jesus. It's the only real rebellion left. It's the only thing now that you can do that people are going to be, man, that surprised me. I can't believe they're really living for Jesus. If you do like everybody else, everybody's going to say, well, he's doing what everybody else is doing. She's doing what everybody else is doing. I'd like to see a revival start in our young people. I'd like to see y'all get so hungry and so thirsty for Jesus that when y'all come in here, you made everybody behind you jealous. I wish there'd be some girls come in here and say, you know what, I'm sick and tired of trying to seek the approval of everybody on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. I want to seek the approval of Jesus Christ and see what he'll do for my life. Amen. There's some of y'all right now, every time you come in this church, it is a battle. Because everything you're doing outside this life, outside this church, is opposite of what's going on here. I wish some of y'all would surrender to Christ. I wish you would. I wish you'd just say, you know what, I'm sick and tired of running from God and running from doing the right thing. Just settle on Jesus. and see what he'll do with your life. I waited too long. I waited 30 years too long. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let's go ahead and sing a song, Scott. If you feel led to come and pray, come and pray. If you don't know if you're saved or not this morning, and if the Lord was to come back right after this service, either for you or for everybody, and you don't know where you'd spend eternity,